Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul says yes, completely yes. That was Pastor Sandra Crouch. Yes, Lord, completely yes. And certainly we are here today because we said yes to the Lord. We say yes to his will and yes to his way. Yes, we'll trust him. Yes, we'll obey him. Yes, we'll live right. Yes, we'll walk right. Yes, we'll talk right. Certainly, we're glad to be in the land of the living, for we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us from all hurt, harm, and evil and danger. And it is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And so we give a faithful God, a great God, great praise on this Saturday afternoon. It is raining here in Hempstead, Long Island, New York, but certainly God is still good. And so we give him and we owe him all the glory, honor, and praise. We want you to know that you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you, our listening audience. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are here live and on the air. We want you to know that our call-in number, if you desire to call in at the appointed time, is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. And so in addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And certainly we encourage you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. And certainly if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, Twitter is now called X, you can see the direct link to episodes. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. For those of you that would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can also email Global Gospel, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps you have a testimony you want to share with us, but perhaps you're an author, you're a musician, you're a community activist, you're a leader. Perhaps God has given you a business or a message for this season. And certainly we invite you to share with our listening global audience. Certainly on this Saturday afternoon, we want to shout out our sponsors, shout out to Melanated Beards, shout out to Third Lounge, shout out to GPA 4.0, shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting, shout out to MPT Enterprise. Certainly, we thank God for you, you and you, our listening audience. Certainly, we want to shout out those that are listening in from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Michigan, those that are in Canada, those that are in Mexico, those that are in Brazil, to those that are in Suriname, Argentina, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Nigeria, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Spain, France, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, to the United Kingdom, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Certainly, you're listening in all over the world, and we praise God for you. Shout out today to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Stevenson family, the Cox family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Bradell family, the Johnson family, the Clark family, the Bowers family, the Nixon family, the Brooks family, the Locke family, the Watson family, the Furman family, the Glenn family, the Davis family, the Fells family, the Odom family, the Brinson family, the Wiggins family, the Thompson family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Sultan family, the Dean's family, to everyone that is listening. Certainly, if I didn't call your name, certainly leave a comment on our page, and certainly we will be glad to share with you. Our theme here at Global Gospel, to those that are listening in for the first time, those that are listening in for the first time, we want you to know that our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. If you have not committed to memory, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so today we came to give you the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know that, yes, Christ was born of a virgin, certainly that he lived, and while he lived, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. The blind were able to see. The lame were able to walk. The poor were made rich. And certainly we know that he died on Calvary for the sins of the world. And without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. And so we came to let you know that, listen, Christ came to you today so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. There is nothing too hard for God. You can ask him the hard thing today, and he's able to fix that hard thing. You don't have to be down and out. You don't have to be oppressed. You don't have to be a suicidal, because Christ makes the difference in your life. Salvation is comprehensive. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, he is there to meet every need in your life. And so we praise God today, and certainly this is Women's History Month, and we do have a guest that is going to share with us in just a few minutes. But because God is so great, I just love to call the name Jesus. Stay tuned and be blessed. I love to call him. Put those hands together like this. If you got tambourine, y'all come up here, y'all. I need to feel y'all. Hey, sing. Glorify the name of the Lord. Certainly, if you read the headlines for today, certainly you know that we have a very special guest. And so as we prepare to receive our guest, and certainly this next song is Corinne Hawthorne, Unstoppable, but we want you to remember the scripture that is posted today, Luke chapter 8 and 48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And so with that, we're saying after this selection, our guest will be here live in studio with us, Corinne Hawthorne, Unstoppable.
Let told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop.
Studio. Hello, special guest. How are you?
How you doing? Great day. Great day.
I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm grateful. I'm thankful unto the Lord.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. Somebody didn't read the headline and somebody didn't catch your voice. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Well, my name is Cynthia White and the headlines is My Pain Is Not In Vain. I'm from Freeport, New York, and I'm here just to share what God has truly done for me and continue to do for me because he is truly unstoppable.
Awesome. Certainly, we thank God that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule today. And so just a little bit, as you said, God is unstoppable. That was all my guests. They picked their intro song. And so that was Corinne Hawthorne. And so tell us a little bit about Unstoppable, what that means to you.
Well, just going through the things that I have been through in life and knowing that life is a journey and I had to keep going. I couldn't stop even though I was going through a lot of things and no matter what, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I had to believe in God and not the things that I was dealing with and going through and knowing that my pain is definitely not in vain because
awesome.
I believe in an unstoppable God.
Awesome. Certainly, we believe in an unstoppable God and he's able to do all things. And so, as you said, our topic for today, My Pain Is Not In Vain, and you have a testimony, and many of us remember when there was a designated time in our local churches for testimony. Oh, we had testimony service, devotional service, interchangeable, but certainly you have a testimony. And so just tell us a little bit about your testimony, a little bit of your testimony on today.
In 2012, It was actually November 2012. I went to sleep one night. I was feeling great, no problems. Woke up the next morning in chronic pain from head to toe. And it was very disturbing because all of a sudden I'm in this chronic pain and don't know why. And I went to bed, like I said, feeling well. Woke up, my life changed. And it changed to where I was in so much pain, I couldn't do anything for myself but just sit in a chair and cry. And that's what I did for about a month until I was able to go and see a doctor, which was a rheumatologist. And it's hard to get an appointment with those doctors. Anyone that know anything about autoimmune disease and rheumatologist, it's very hard to get an appointment. And I was a new patient, so they was telling me that they couldn't see me for about 6 months. And I was telling the lady, "It's no way. It's no way you can make me wait that long," because I was in chronic pain. And I mean from head to toe, like I was on fire. And this was every day, all day long. So I remember at that time I was just sitting in the chair crying and didn't know what to do, didn't understand what was going on. And I was praying and asking God to help me. And when I tell you, I finally went to the doctor, they squeezed me in and couldn't tell me what it was because every test came back negative. And I went through this for years. And when I tell you, I went and seen all the doctors that you can see, but a cancer doctor. I seen the liver doctor, the thyroid doctor, the heart doctor, the lung doctor, the every doctor, because they was attempting to find out what was going on, because every test that I took came back negative. It wasn't arthritis, it wasn't lupus. They didn't know. And I remember coming home one day and saying to God, "It's on you now," because no one knew what it was. Until this very day, they still can't tell me what it was that I was dealing with. But God is so faithful, and he is who he say he is. He is a healer, and he is a way maker. And I went through for years, and I remember walking the floor, and I used to tell myself that my pain is not in vain. And I was crying, and it was so severe where the devil was telling me, "Go and kill yourself, because you're never going to get out that pain. No one knows what it is, and you will always be like this." And I remember telling the devil he's a liar. And I kept walking the floor telling myself that my pain is not in vain. And I gave it to God because I told him it's on you now, because the doctors don't know what to do. It's on you. And I went through it for years, back and forth to the doctors, in and out of the hospitals, being admitted for years. And they gave me steroids, and the steroids helped me with the pain, and it also blew me up, and I became a diabetic. I was on blood pressure medicine, and I was a diabetic, and no one in my family was a diabetic, but I became a diabetic. And I remember just sitting in the living room feeling like I was getting ready to go into a wheelchair because of the pain. And I remember asking myself, "When did you feel better?" And it was a time that I went to work out in 2015. Now, this started in 2012. This is 2015. I went and I attempted to work out and lose some weight because I had gained weight from the steroids. And I remember being in the gym, and a total stranger came up to me and told me what I was doing would never work, and walked away from me. And it truly discouraged me from working on myself. And I stopped working on myself. And it was crazy because I allowed someone that did not know me to speak over my life, and I listened to that voice. And I stopped working out. So now I'm going in 2021, and I'm sitting here, and I felt like I was going into the wheelchair. And I said, it's something I need to do, and I need to do it now, because the doctors, they just kept telling me, Miss White, I'm sorry, we can't help you. We feel so bad for you. We keep taking tests. We don't know what it is. And that's all they was able to do, and give me steroids. And the steroids was hurting me in so many ways because of the side effects. I had developed bone density. Now I needed another medication to help me with that. So they prescribed these medications to not to cure us, but to patch up what's there, because I was still going through the pain. Even though they gave me the steroids, I still had the pain. I still was going through. And once I made a conscious decision to do something different, and that was to get up and start working on myself and changing the way I ate, changing the way I thought, changing the people I was around, and just overall doing the work that I needed to do on myself. Now, at this time, I barely could walk. And because I was walking with the cane, and I had to make a decision, and I had to make it fast, because I knew I was going into a wheelchair. At least I thought I was. But God is so amazing, and his grace is sufficient. When I tell you, I discovered these products, and it was a detox tea, a ISO detox tea from TLC, which is a company that I distribute products with, and I also use the product. And this tea, it truly helped me. Now, the FDA would not allow me to tell you that the products cure or prevent any diseases, but I'm saying these products work. I started using this ISO detox tea. It's a gentle detox. I started using Nutriverse, which is a multi-liquid vitamin, and I also started using NRG to give myself some energy, because I didn't have any energy, and I truly was miserable at the time. And once I started using these three products and challenging myself, and I mean, when I say challenging myself, I made a conscious decision to walk around the park at least 30 minutes a day. And I barely could walk, but I still pushed past the pain, and I did it anyway, because my mind was made up that I had to help myself to get out of that state that I was in. And changing the way I ate played a part as well, because I used to eat a lot of sugar, you know, cake, ice cream, you know, thinking that it wasn't really doing me any harm, because I was always on the slim side growing up, and I'm young. And I took all of that for granted, because I really didn't take care of my body. I did things I shouldn't have done. But again, when you're young, you're dumb, you think you know, but you really don't know, because eventually those things catch up to you. Just the foods that I was eating, processed foods, going out eating all the fast food, and just not eating healthy, you know, it played a big part. Because once I started doing the work, working out, just walking, because I had to start by just walking a little bit a day at a time, and using the product, detoxing my body, and taking the vitamins and the supplement that gave me energy, helped me to focus. It sent happy signals to my brain, because I needed something to enhance my mind, my body, and my spirit. And prayer definitely was a big part of the journey, you know, the work that I did, because I am a prayer, I'm a worshiper, and through it all, I always trust in God and what he had told me, because it didn't since he had made me. And just going through the pain, you know, and I knew it wasn't in vain. I did the work, and 30 days later, I was straight. I was standing up straight. I wasn't in that chronic pain any longer. and I work out every day, and I still, you know, am conscious of what I'm putting in my body, what I'm saying out of my mouth, and it works if you work it. And again, faith comes by work, and we have to do the work. We pray and ask God to do his part, and he already done it. He did it at the cross. He said, we are healed. But if you don't believe that you are healed, you won't be healed, because you have to believe these things by faith. And I believe God, because when the doctors told me that they couldn't help me, I went to God, and I said, it's on you now. And he helped me. He sent these products to me, because I always say TLC products are heaven sent, right? Because these products truly helped me to change my life. All the products doing, but it was me doing the work and also right. changing my eating habits, you know, and working on myself. And it's a daily decision. It's a daily decision to do the work. If you want a different result, you got to do something different. And that's what I did, because I knew I didn't want to go into a wheelchair. I knew I didn't want to stay in the state that I was in. And I knew that my pain would not be in vain, because now I'm here sharing with other people how it works and why, you know. And again, it's your mindset. If you believe you can, you can. And if you believe you won't, then you won't. But it's truly your decision. And I thank God for the affliction that I went through, because now I know it's a mindset, you know, and my mind is made up. My mind is made up, and his grace is sufficient, because where the doctors couldn't do it, and they still can't tell me what it is to this very day. They look at me, and they always say they can't believe how I look now compared to how I looked then, because I was overweight and this was so down, and I looked like a whole different person. But I did the work. I did the work. And the thing is, a lot of us, we want a different result, but we don't want to put in the work. And faith comes by work. And it's you believing in you, believing in the God you say you love, and knowing that this temple, your body, that's where he dwells. He dwells right there inside of you. And if you love him, you will take care of what he has given you and where he dwells. And the thing is, we don't know any better. We think it's okay, and we take these things for granted. But overnight, my life changed. I went to bed feeling well, woke up feeling horrible, and I went through it for years. So my pain is not in vain, because now I know. Don't take nothing for granted. Do not take your life. Do not take your health. Do not take your mindset. Do not take anything for granted, because things can change so fast, so fast. And be grateful for what you do have, don't have. Look at what you do have. Look at the fact that you have the ability to breathe and to move your limbs, because there was a time, every time I moved my body, it was in pain. I didn't want to move it, but I had to. I had to. I had no other choice, and it hurt so bad. So I just thank God that my pain is not in vain. I just thank God for the products that he did allow me to come in contact with, TLC products, because, again, the products is a part of the blueprint, a part of the regimen that I do each and every day, because I use my products faithfully. I detox my body. It's so important to detox, especially with the things that's going on in the world today, the environments, the foods. So it's so important to have a healthy stomach gut. And we take that for granted, too. A lot of people walk around with these big bellies and thinking it's okay, but that is truly unhealthy. That's what causes the diseases, the high blood pressure, the diabetes and the cholesterol and all the other things that that happens to our bodies, because we truly of our temples like we ought to. The Word of God, it gives us the instructions on how to eat. And everything is good if you receive it in Thanksgiving, but it's the portions. It's the portions and just being conscious of what you're putting inside of your body and what's coming out of your mouth. You know, speak life. That's all I can say is speak life, because that's what I did. I told myself that my pain would not be in vain, and I knew that one day things would get better, and they did. But just to think, if I would have listened to that other voice telling me to go and commit suicide, that you would never get out of that pain, I would not know this day. So you got to know what voice to follow. And the only way you know God's voice, you must have a relationship with him. You must be in relationship with him. And how do you have this relationship? By getting in his word for yourself and asking him to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of who he is and who you are in him. Because he will keep you. He will keep you. He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. He's a keeper. He doesn't lie. He kept me through it all. Even when I was going through all that pain, he kept me. He kept me, and I thank God for how he kept me, and he continued to keep me. And I'm gonna leave it right there, because I have so much to thank God for, so much to thank God for, and I don't take it for granted, my life today. I don't take my health for granted today, and none of us should. You know, we always talking about tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I do it tomorrow. No, today is the day that you need to make the decision to take care of your health, because that is truly your wealth. That's your wealth. That's the most important thing, because if you don't have good health, you really don't have anything. You can have all the money in the world, all the money in the world. But if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy that money. You can't enjoy anything. So make a conscious decision to start working on yourself. You know, a day at a time. A day at a time. Because it's not about how we look. It's about how we feel. How we feel about ourselves. How we feel inside. And when we love ourselves in a healthy way, we can love our neighbors, and that's what he told us to do, to love our neighbors as ourselves. But the thing is, a lot of people truly don't love themselves. They say they do because they went to get their hair done, or I got a haircut, or because I got these sneakers or these clothes. That's not loving yourself. When you take care of your mind, your spirit, your body, then you're showing God that you love yourself and you love who you are in him, because he dwells inside of you, the greater one. He's inside of you. He's not in a temple that is made by man. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So love yourself. Embrace yourself. Get to know yourself, who you really are, in God, in Christ Jesus. Because he's the true savior, the deliverer, the healer, the way maker, the promise keeper. And his grace is sufficient. It's him. It's him. It's nothing else in this world but God. And I just thank God that my pain is truly not in vain. You know, I feel like I've been set up. But, hey, My affliction is not in vain. So I thank God. I just thank God. Yeah, I thank Certainly. God.
Amen. We praise God for your testimony. And we are going to take a break. Reach out and touch the Lord while he goes by. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
down and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is past. Sing by this moment your need. He will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. 'Cause he is past. Sing by this moment your needs. He will supply. Just reach over to your neighbor and say, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And certainly as our sister Cynthia White was sharing her testimony with us on today, my pain is not in vain. She took a leap of faith. She took a step of faith and she reached out to God. And certainly sometimes we're looking for God to touch us, but as the woman with the issue of blood, she touched Jesus. And so we have to, she said, listen, she said she had to do the work. So she had, something was required of her for her healing. And certainly we praise God that what God has done and continues to do in your life. And so, Sister Cynthia, there's people out there, they may be listening today, they may be listening tomorrow, they may be listening next week. And certainly I'm sure your testimony is great encouragement. What would you just add to that? I mean, you said a lot. Listen, you got to know God's voice. You got to love God. You got to love yourself. And so you have to be connected to the right people in life. You said, listen, the lady came, you working on yourself, and the devil came to try to distract you and discourage you. And certainly, but you were able to dismiss that negative interaction. And so what would you tell somebody that's just hanging around negative people on today?
Ooh, stay away from negativity, people that's talking negative, walking negative, because they're not going to do you any good. Satan is the author of negativity and darkness, and God is the God of light and life. So it's about speaking life over your life and being around people that's going to encourage you and tell you you can, and not what you can't do. Because the word can't does not apply to children of the Most High God. Because the word tells us we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. So it's in God. And we are to recognize those voices. Those voices. Because every voice is not of God. It's only one voice that you can be following, and God said his sheep knows his voice. So
yeah.
I say stay with winners, people that have a kingdom mind, kingdom minded, that's talking life talk, life, not death, not I can't, no you can't, no we can, I am, we will, it is so, and it is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. If you would like to shout us out on today, 619-924-0800. Sister Cynthia White is here with us. My pain is not in vain, and certainly she has shared her testimony as only she can. And what I was going to say is, are there some people, perhaps maybe they helped you on your journey, or perhaps they're listening in today? Are there any people that you want to shout out on today?
Yes, I want to shout out Jesus.
Amen.
But amen, because Jesus is definitely the number one helper. And I just want to shout out my family from Grace Cathedral in Uniondale on Jerusalem Avenue. They were definitely a big support at that time when I was going through. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. My son, Alonzo Carter, he was there. He was my legs. He was my helper. And I just want to thank my pastor, Jackie Gates, for believing in me and believing in the process and my products that I use, because she's also a product of the product, and it's TLC products. So I just want to shout out TLC, the Total Life Changes products, because they work if you work them. And if anyone wants to purchase the products, you can hit me up on my website, or you can give me a call. Reverend Townsend,
what is your website?
Okay. My website is Cent, C-E-N-T, White, W-H-I-T-E, 1269 @gmail.com. Or you can text me at 516-448-5774. You can text me and inquire about TLC products. The tea, I recommend the tea. Detoxing your body is essential. It helps the stomach, gut, and it definitely will help you to lose weight and just to feel good in your body. It is truly essential that we work on our health, because that's our true wealth.
Awesome. So we encourage you to reach out to Sister Cynthia White on her website, certainly if you need to know more about that product, which she is a which she uses and promotes as well. And again, certainly we do thank but did you give all your shout outs? I'm sorry.
To Marlon, my brother Marlon. Yes. Him out. My big encourager. Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Is our public relations specialist. Certainly we thank God for all of you, our listening audience, and we encourage you to like and to share this particular episode. If there's perhaps something that you missed along the way that you want to go back and listen to again, you can go back and listen as well, or certainly you can share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And listen, maybe there's somebody else that's dealing with similar circumstances or dealing with similar symptoms in their body, and certainly God is a healer, and certainly we have to believe that God will do what he said he would do, and that we have to take his word and certainly apply it to our lives. Amen. And certainly we have to listen, our body is the temple, and so we have to take care of our temples. Listen, the world is promoting junk food. They're doing a lot of things to their food, GMOs, and they're making meat in laboratories, and listen, there's a lot of things going on. But listen, we have to believe that there is a balm in Gilead, that God is a healer, that he has given us of every, and just trust God and believe God. And perhaps, is there something else that you would like to share?
I being that you were saying to me, because that's one thing I did stop eating is meat. I started eating more fish, salads, vegetables, and plenty of water, no soda, no sugar, and just staying away from the meat like you sharing right now. So thank you for sharing that, and that is so important. What we are putting in our bodies, that is the main ingredient, because you can work out all day, But if you're not eating the right foods, it really is like you're doing nothing, because it's about what you're putting in your body. So, yeah, work out and leave the meats alone. Yeah, thanks for sharing that too.
Okay, all right. Our number in studios, 619-924-0800. So we have just a few more minutes, and certainly there is another song that we are going to share before we come back and conclude this episode. But this next song says forever. I also want to shout out my friend Nancy and her mother. Certainly we want you to know that we are praying for you as well, Nancy Allen, and your mother, Mom Allen. We thank God for you. That is next song, Forever. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, forever means a whole lot to me, because God, he said he will love us forever. Forever, and that's a whole lifetime after we are no longer here. But if you know that God loves you, you know that it is well with your soul, because a lot of times people don't believe that God loves them because they may have done so much bad that they don't believe God can love them or he can help them to change. So God loves you forever, and forever is a lifetime. And he sent his son, and that's the evidence of his love. So I love this song. This song always ministered to me to let me know how much God loves me, and that he's always there, and he cares. He cares.
Amen.
I'll be by your side. No matter what you think, you won't be lonely. Because forever is a long time.
Today, because certainly he heard our cry, and certainly we give him continuous praise forever. Certainly, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank him enough for all that he has done and continues to to do for us, in us, through us. And certainly he is the same yesterday, today, and certainly what God does for one, certainly he can do for the other. And so we have enjoyed this time of worship and praise and reflection and testimony from our with our sister Cynthia. And certainly tell us your website and your contact information again before we conclude.
It's CentWhite, CentWhite, 1269@gmail.com. And my number is 516-448-5774.
Amen. Again, we thank you for sharing. It's March. It's Women's History Month, and we salute all of the women out there, and certainly we salute the women of God, especially, and those that are keeping the faith and those that are sharing the faith and letting their light shine and being a witness for the Lord. Again, Sister Cynthia, we thank you. We want everyone to know that our number, if I didn't say it, call in. If you want to shout out, 619-924-0800. We'll give you 60 seconds. 619-924-0800. We'll give you another minute if you want to call in. But again, we thank you, for Sister Cynthia, for sharing with us. We want you to know, again, we're on Apple iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Play. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, you can listen anytime. This is archived. It's a part of history. It's a part of the record. And certainly we thank God for those ministries that you shouted out today, Grace Cathedral, Bishop Harris, Miracle Christian Center, Pastor Jacqueline Gates, Apostle Phyllis Young. Certainly, thank God for all of the people of God, for the entire body of Christ. We know that this is,
amen.
This is we're entering our high holy season. This next week coming up is Holy Week. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday, and certainly we want you to remember what, as Sister Cynthia said before. Listen, God took care of everything on Calvary. And certainly we want you to remember the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on Calvary, that he died that we might live and have life more abundantly and then have eternal, everlasting life. And so, again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to conclude in prayer. And certainly we're going to conclude. Tamala Mann says, all I need is a touch from you. And certainly we're going to conclude with that on today. But with that being said, gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, God. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this day, for it is a day that we have never seen before and will never see again. God, we thank you that you have given us more time, and certainly that we didn't wake up in eternity. But God, we're able to let our light shine one more day. And certainly, God, we thank you for this time of ministry, this time to share. We thank you for your servant, the woman of God, Sister Cynthia White. We ask you that you continue to bless her and keep her, that you continue to heal her body, that you continue to give her the desires of her heart, God, that you meet every need, and certainly that you give her everywhere that her feet shall go, God. God, we thank you for everyone that is listening today, to the sick, to the afflicted, to the crippled, to the lame, to the blind, to those that are incarcerated, those that are dealing with chronic illness, to those that are dealing with heartache and headache and death and bereavement. God, we ask that you touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know that it's possible because you sent your son Jesus to die on Calvary's cross, and we thank him. We thank you, Jesus, for the remission of our sins, for the forgiveness of our sins. God, we thank you that you're able to cleanse us and make us whole, God. We pray, God, that you continue to move by your spirit. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us coming in. And bless us going out, God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us, God. And so, God, we praise you. We honor you, adore you. We cast our cares on you because you are a high priest today. and you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And these and all other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. God bless you. All I need is a touch from you.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last rain. From you, we really need.